This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A riddle as a way to set up this next story. How about that? When is a 69% increase in online sales quarter to quarter a bad thing? It's a bad thing when your online sales last quarter were up 80%. That's where Walmart finds itself right now. It reported earnings this morning. And yes, 69% growth is quite nifty, thank you, but it is the company's slowest quarterly growth since the pandemic began. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looks at what Walmart might do to hold on to its momentum as the economy starts to open back up.
One-stop shops are winners right now, and John Zhang, who teaches retail marketing at Wharton, says Walmart is pushing the definition of what that means, expanding into grocery delivery, pet care, and even COVID vaccines.
Go to Walmart and get everything taken care of.
That is, until the world opens and choice becomes delightful again. Mark Cohen directs the retail studies program at Columbia. He says Walmart could do more to attract discretionary spending in its stores on things like exclusive clothing and beauty lines, something he says Target does well.
At the end of the day, you run out of appeal without having compelling assortments.
The kind of thing that pulls shoppers to brick-and-mortar stores. Online shopping will inevitably drop off when the lockdown ends. And Walmart, with nearly 11,000 locations, doesn't want all of its customers to shop online, which is more expensive for retailers, says Matthew Hamry at Alex Partners.
Picking and delivering and all those other things, yeah, it's less profitable.
He says grocery delivery has especially tight margins. Some retailers even lose money on it. But it's also been a huge boost in getting people to shop at Walmart during the pandemic. So it's a dilemma for Walmart.
How do I really get the most return out of this enormous investment I have in stores? How do I use that to drive all components of my business, including online?
He says for Walmart to keep its current footing, it needs to keep investing even in areas that don't make so much money, because Walmart's profits rely on the loyalty that brings. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.